Hello, audio. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. Right. I've had an idea. No, it didn't hurt. And I do have them from time to time. I keep coming up with these little sort of ideas for sort of gadgets or tools and stuff like that in my head. And I can't do anything with them because I can have the ideas and I can kind of sketch them out how they would work. I'm sort of an engineer by trade, but I don't have a workshop. I don't necessarily have the engineering skills that would be necessary to manufacture something. I'm more of a mechanical engineer than manufacturing. I don't know anybody who is, who has the equipment to make like prototypes or has the kind of the engineering contacts that I could confide in that, could sort of potentially bring these ideas I've got to reality and hopefully to market and potentially make certain money. And the frustrating thing is I can see these things working and I can see the uses for them and I can perceive that, see the potential if they were workable. I mean, whether these things would work in actuality, I don't know because I haven't been able to kind of, go any further than a sketch on a scrap of paper. But if they could, if they did work, potentially, they could be massive. In my head, this is how I imagine them. But I've got nowhere to go with them. I don't know anybody who can help me take it forward. I don't have any cash. I don't have any sort of capital that I can put up front to kind of pay for to get them developed or even to prototype level. I wouldn't know how to do it. I could go to an engineering company, I suppose, and knock on the door and say, "Hiya, guys, I've got this idea. Here's my sketches. Do you think we could make one of these?" But then I've already given them my idea then. And what's to stop them saying, "Oh, no, this isn't workable. We can't manufacture this." And then I walk out the door and then they go, "Ha, they make it." And the next thing I know, it's on the shelves. And there's nothing I can do to stop that. I know I can get patents, but I haven't got the wherewithal to do all the proper drawings and everything else to apply for the patent, and I'm not that really way inclined. I've got ideas, but other than that, I'm not a technical drawer. I was going to say, I can't do technical drawing. I can't really use computers very well, and I haven't got any sort of machinery to manufacture anything for myself, and I don't know anybody else who is able to do that for me. Not that I trust. And you see these people going to Dragon's Den, don't you? And they go, "Oh, yeah, I've got this idea for this such and such, such and such. And I've already got a factory in China that's making them for us." And you're like, "How have you got where you are?" And then you look and you go, "Well, actually, quite often there's two of them. Or somebody in the background that, they've had the idea and someone else has kind of made the prototypes for them and stuff like that." I've just got nobody like that. So I have these ideas and they just sit there doing that. And a few years ago, a good few years ago now, I came up with this particular idea, and I was talking about it with a guy who I was friends with at the time, and kind of fleshed it out in a bit of discussion, and went round his house a week later, and he walks out the garage saying, "Look what I've made," and he'd actually got a few bits and bobs out of his garage, and he'd made the prototype of this thing. I'm not going to say what it is, obviously, and he'd made like a rough working prototype, and it did work. That was the thing; it was working, and I thought, "Wow, this is amazing." And then we went and showed it to a few friends who had similar interests and would find that type of thing useful. And everybody looked at it and tried it and went, "Wow, that's amazing. That's really, really good." And he said, "Yeah, I've been thinking about something like this for a while, but I came up with the idea for this one last week." And I looked at him and he looked at me straight in the eye and just shrugged his shoulders. And I thought, "That's my idea. It was me that said that." But at the time, I didn't really think about questioning him or arguing with him because I kind of thought, well, it doesn't matter if we're going to take it to market. But then it was eating up at me all the time and I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to fall out with a guy, but at the same time I didn't want to be had over, so I wasn't really sure what to do, and I just kind of let it slip. I didn't pursue it any further, and I just tried to forget about it. And as far as I'm aware, it's been forgotten about. I haven't spoken to the guy for a good few years, and I certainly haven't seen it for sale anywhere. So I'm assuming that he's not done anything with it either. But if I was to produce that now, if it did go on sale, he's just going to pop up now and go, hang on, I made this years ago, look. And I've got these other people that, you know, that I can call up to say that they used it and tried it. So I'm stuck. I mean, I could get in touch with them again, I suppose, and say, hey, mate, do you fancy taking that thing to market now? But I don't know how comfortable I am with that, because it's my idea. So what do? Wait till the guy's dead? Yeah, but I've had other things as well, other little ideas for little gadgets and widgets and stuff like that. But yeah, I've got no way of going forward with them. I mean, that's really frustrating. Really frustrating. But what got me thinking about that was, I was listening to a programme on radio, maybe a podcast, it might be on the Radio 4, I can't remember. I was listening to something anyway about the success of smartphone apps. It was based around the thing with that, what's it called, Flappy Bird, a few weeks ago, where the guy essentially launched the game, it made him millions of quids, and then he pulled it off the App Store because he said it was too stressful making all those millions of pounds because some people called him some slightly rude names or something. I don't blinking know. But anyway, I know he made a blinking fortune within a couple of weeks because this game went viral. And it was a free game as well. So that's obviously just off the back of banner ads and stuff that are popping up. So it got me thinking. I thought, I wonder if I could make a game. Well, the simple answer to that is no. But it didn't stop me thinking about it. And I came up with an idea for this simple smartphone or tablet game. Very simple, very straightforward, very basic type game. But it's the type of thing that, with the right sort of manipulation and marketing and social networking attachment, it could be quite popular, I think, in my head. But the problem is, I haven't got a clue what I'm doing. I have got no idea at all. And I look and I go, it can't be that hard to make an app. And I know there are dev kits out there that you can just, I think they're free from what I can gather, where you can just kind of build an app yourself. But I'm sure there must be more to that. I mean, to do the coding and stuff for the actual game itself. I'm sure that they allow you to put out the bare shell of an app, other than the UI, etc. But the actual game must have to be coded, I assume. You can't just say, oh, dear phone, please do this. I'm sure you have to tell it a bit more than that. And I haven't got that knowledge. I don't know anybody that can do it either. I even considered trying to learn a bit of code. But then again, I struggle to work audio boom, man. I'm hardly going to be able to learn how to program a computer. And then I looked as well at like free introductory courses and stuff like that. And there's like, God knows how many different variations of this code stuff. So which one do I learn? So yeah, I mean, a friend of mine did say he was going to drop us a link to one of these introductory courses, I think for Java or something like that, and he was kind of saying, you know, once you've got the basics of one, the others, you know, should kind of make sense in some way. But I mean, I might have a look, but I'll know really quickly if it's going to be feasible for me to stick at it or not. I really don't think so. I really don't think it's my kind of thing. However, it doesn't stop me thinking about this blinking game I've got in my head. And the other ideas that I've come up with. And I don't know where to go with them. I've got nothing, I can't go anywhere with them. Because I don't know anybody who I can kind of say, hey, you know, fancy having a go at this between us. I've got the idea, we can work on it. As long as somebody else can push the buttons, I could do it. But, yeah. And I just find I'm sitting here going, I could be a millionaire on my ideas. I mean, they might be stupid. They might not make me a fiver, but you never know. I'm sure the guy who made Flappy Bird didn't really think he was going to make billions and billions of quids in a fortnight, did he? Really? And you hear lots of those type of success stories, but maybe I'm destined not to be one of them. Anyway, I just wanted to have a bit of a whinge. It's tough to get your ideas out there, I don't know who you can trust, you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to throw it out on a public forum. I'm sure I can go into to some forum somewhere and say, hi, I need somebody to help me. But how do I know they're not going to fleece me? I don't know them from Adam. Strange. Funny old world, isn't it? Anyway, that's a big rambly, waffly type thing for you. Yeah. Have an interesting one. Had a little bit of a DM conversation with an old friend, and that was nice. Good to hear his voice again. And then I've had some really, really sad news from another friend of mine, off, away from Audio Boo, but yeah, it's really quite sad. It's very, very sad. It's a cruel world. Anyway, I will probably speak to you all later on today. Hope you're having a good one. I'll catch you later, guys. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.